Blog Talk Radio.
Bad, bad, bad boy. Bad, bad, bad boy.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy. Yeah, I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
Gut like I'm 6 months. 5'9", 250 worth of bricks, pump. I delivered with the strip once. There's only much I could give, but I took the trip once. They told me chop like this. Old head told me blend a block like this. Coke cat said he want his rock like this. No, y'all wish I had it locked like this. Yes, sir.
What up, friend?
Yeah, just my bank account and my blood pressure. I'll see him, I'm a wrecker. Stopped him with my gum, so he was being extra. I'll show him how to sun. Fred A-Rod, I ain't going for the bun. Shots flop a rock side, I'm laying in a cut. I'm 1,000 pounds of uncut to the gut.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but
I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
Come on, mama, my real mama in Florida. My ex-mama, I dead her, cause I was bored of her. I need more, yeah. But you don't like big boys, this is all baby fat. Come on, Kamara. She love my aura, love it when I call her. Want me to press record her. Every time I'm on her, I'm ducky fresh on her. On her, on her, on her, on her. Yeah, I mean, I'm hotter than a sauna. Bread from that back block, met her on the corner. However, I say Gucci down to the side. Spots and blocks filled with rocks. She said, stop. You want these legs, you may just wait. She said, you falling off, you losing weight. Asked what I wanted to cook, and I just ate still T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and we'll just break bread.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
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 I'm a bad boy,
I'm
a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie. B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie, the greatest ever. Peace out to Brooklyn, but I'm Big Bronx, I'm coming just for the cooking. Hey, looking, I'm fresh out of the booking. Like, take it where it need to be, looking on. This is my warning, I will claim victory. Chewing on some juicy fruit, you can't do this to me. Flow unbelievable, kick in the door with it. When I come raw with it, sky's the limit. They love me cause I'm nice. Mama tucked me in, gave me long kiss goodnight. They praying on my downfall, can't see me. Please throw down some ice for the nicest MC.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but
I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but
I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy, yeah. I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
We Live is going down on Street Queens The Movement. Thanks to all of our sponsors, definitely Team ENT1 on Twitter. You can log on to their site at www.teamentertainment.net. Also, E2K Magazine online. You can check out the new website. It's definitely hot. Shout out to my boy Omar, who's one of our graphic designers and web designers who designed that site. You can definitely check them out on www.lushradioonline.com. You can holler at him for your design needs, and you'll see his information at the bottom of E2KMagazineOnline.com. Also, definitely shout out to Diverse Media Group LLC. Not too long ago, we had our first event. It went down in the DMV, and it was hot. We had a lot of artists come from different states, and it was definitely a good look. So shout out to all the artists that came out and supported. Tonight, we're talking about definitely a drastic issue that faces all Americans all across the board, whether you're young or old, obesity in America. Basically, the Street Queens tonight, we're talking about obesity and how it affects us in 2010. Do you know anybody that is basically obese or somebody who used to be, or were you obese at one time? Call in and share your story at 347-826-7722. You know, obesity affects everybody, black, white, Hispanic. You know, people are dying from it. People are trying to find alternatives, you know, for trying to lose weight. And it's starting at a young age. And we can't blame the children. It all goes back to the parents. Because, you know, it's starting to be that it's easier for them to have that golden arch McDonald's rather than cook a home-cooked meal. And now it seems like it's so expensive to buy, you know, healthy stuff, and it's more cheaper to buy stuff that's going to kill you. Now, obesity is a medical condition which consists of body fat, which is excess body fat that has accumulated to the extent that it may have an adverse effect on your health, leading to the reduce of life expectancy and or increased health problems. Body mass index, a measurement in which that compares weight or height, defines the people as overweight or pre-obese when their BMI is between 25 kilograms or 30 kilograms. And obese is when it's greater than 30 kilograms. Obesity increases the likelihood of various diseases, particularly with a lot of us in America. We suffer from heart disease, type 2 diabetes, or even type 1 diabetes, breathing difficulties during sleep, certain types of cancer, and obesity is commonly a common cause of combinations of excessive dietary calories, lack of physical activity, generic situations. Along with that, a few cases are caused primarily by genes, endorphins, medications, and it's so many different things. You know, and primary treatment for obesity is dieting, physical exercise, to supplements. You know, failure to anti-obesity drugs may be taken to reduce appetite or inhibit fat absorption. Severe cases of obesity leads to surgery that needs to be performed on you. Sometimes they have you have a gastric bypass, which a balloon is placed to reduce the stomach volume and or bowel length, leading to earlier situation to reduce ability to absorb nutrients from food. Obesity is the leading preventable cause of death worldwide, with increase of obesity with children. You know, it's definitely a situation that is vast all over the place, that is definitely crazy. And you know, obesity starts at the home, and then there's some situations where, you know, you can you know, definitely have situations where with the obesity can cause sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is when you stop breathing. You know, you start breathing in your sleep, and sometimes you might have to either have surgery, or you either have to go to a sleep center and get a breathing machine. And most of the time, it goes away. Most of the time, it goes away because of basically losing the weight. And curing the sleep apnea, because sleep apnea is definitely a serious disorder. And I'm going to explain to you what sleep apnea is. Sleep apnea is a sleep disorder characterized as an abnormal pause in breathing or instant abnormal low breathing during the sleep. During the pause of the breath is called apnea. Can last from a few seconds to a minute, and it may occur 5 to 30 minutes or more in an hour. Simply, similarity, each abnormal low breathing event is called hypoapnea. Sleep apnea is diagnosed as an overnight sleep test called philosomogram, a sleep study. There are three forms of sleep apnea, central, obstructive, and complex or mixed sleep apnea. And basically, there are up to 0.484% to 15% of cases that are in the United States of sleep apnea. The breathing is interrupted by a physical block to the airflow despite of respiratory efforts, and snoring is common. So a lot of times, you know, you might be snoring really bad and you might not know what's causing it. And a lot of us have sleep apnea, especially a lot of people who are overweight, obese, and things like that. Sleep apnea, it can be very, very deadly, because the sleep apnea, you can actually die in your sleep. And it's very, very, so if you're snoring or you feel like you're catching your breath at night, go check yourself out if you're kind of like an overweight person. You know, and if you're going through that, call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us if you know anybody that's gone through sleep apnea or you want to touch on the basis of obesity. Regardless of the type of individual with sleep apnea is really aware of the difficulty of breathing, because sometimes you don't even recognize you have the problem. But some of the symptoms are basically, you know, you suffer from being so fatigued, so tired, you know what I'm saying? Your sleep cycle is messed up and everything with the sleep apnea. And most of the time they'll have a sleep study and they'll attach you to different tubes and everything, and machine, they'll attach you to a machine, and they'll study you to see, you know, what exactly is going on with you. With the sleep apnea, because it's definitely something serious, and we definitely need to talk about it. This isn't something to joke or anything. This is like serious. These are some of the symptoms that you can get due to asthma. Along with that, you know, obesity. Another thing that we find, you know, also with some of the stigmatism of you know, being obese. Sometimes your chemical imbalance can cause a lot of depression with obesity. Therefore, you know, sometimes it causes you to eat more than you usually do because you're depressed. Some people take it as a, you know, they get the comfort foods and they decide to eat more, you know. And also some of the other things besides sleep apnea, you can also have asthma also due to your obesity, you know. You know, your obesity. So there's so many different, there's liver disease, you know, like diabetes isn't a joke. Type 2 diabetes can actually be helped due to the fact that, you know, you either, you know, work on your diet and stuff like that, because you don't want to get to type 1. That's when you have to start using insulin, you know, to keep your sugar up. But it's so many different things. Even with us as, you know, minority women, another thing that also is also a cause of obesity is also a fibroid, not thyroid. Thyroid is a different one that causes a chemical imbalance, but therefore sometimes can actually, if you don't take your medicine, can cause you to, you know, actually lose your mind. But with fibroids, it's a non-cancerous cyst, almost fatty tissue that grows to the size of even a child or a basketball. And most of the time it shrinks if you lose weight, or sometimes the sleep apnea from the obesity actually feeds the fibroids to make it grow larger. So I mean, there's so many different things that's going on with this with being obese. You know, on top of being obese, you know what I'm saying, there's so many different medical, you know, conditions, and then you know, it's not like we want you to be underweight, but we don't want you to be super overweight to the point that you can't even do physical, you know, with your children or anything like that. Like, this is like, you know, a situation that's like really sad. And I really want Americans and people to listen. Definitely call in and share your stories. Even if it's a little child or somebody that you know, call in at 347-826-7722 and talk to us. We're talking about obesity in America. And basically, you know, do you know somebody who's obese, or have you were you used to be obese? Call in, and I know Emma's going to call in and tell us the percentage of the United States of how many people are obese at this moment in time. We have a caller from 917. You're live on Street Queens, the movement. Peace, Queen.
Peace, peace.
Peace, Queen. How you doing today?
Ah, man, okay. Just, you know, just put the little one to bed.
Hey, that's what a mother does, man.
Yeah, we try to put them always to bed.
Oh, man. So I know you have some information for the people about the average amount of the, you know, Americans in the United States that are obese at the moment.
Yeah, that's fit.com. They say that there's 72 million Americans obese, and that includes children and adults. As it stands right now, it's estimated 72 million. That's crazy.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
72 million people?
72 million in America. And that includes our children.
And, you know, the sad thing about it, Emma, you know, we coming up, you know, coming up from, like, 70s, 80s, you know what I'm saying, or even the 60s, you know, we didn't have this big amount of obesity. I guess because a lot of the food wasn't so processed and stuff, and the hormones. Now, should we sit here and blame the parents, or is it, do you feel like sometimes, some kind of, some way, the community, not the community, but basically the government, is taking the force of injecting all these hormones into these foods and stuff? What do we know is safe and not safe nowadays?
Well, nothing's safe, really. Almost everything contains pork. Everything contains some type of, you know, this or that. They make the name so big that we don't understand it, you know, what it is. And it's a lot of sugar. Everything is a lot of sugar, and a lot of fat is in it, which is the pork. Almost, if you read up on almost every food, candy, chocolate, all that contains pork in one item or another. So, and we're eating all this, we're consuming all this. You know, the fact that there's younger mothers, younger and younger, and they don't really know about the being home cooking. They just know about, you know, seeing the yellow M sign and the White Castle and Burger King, whatever is easy and convenient, and just buying them the Happy Meal, you know, and they feel, okay, I fed my child for the day, you know. And it doesn't help that these fast foods with their 99 cents value, menu entices everybody. Oh, it's only a dollar. Oh, it's only $3. Oh, it's only, you know, this much. But it's not, it's only, it's everything that you're consuming while you're doing that.
Well, I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at the supersize from McDonald's, supersizing McDonald's. They're basically talking about on Supersize Me. They basically did a documentary in 2004 about an American documentary directed starring Morgan Spurlock, American independent film. Follows a 28-day period of February 2003, during which he ate only McDonald's food. This documents the lifestyle of drastic effects on Spurlock's physical and psychological well-being, and explores the fast food industry influences, including how it encourages poor nutrition for its own profit. Spurlock dined at McDonald's restaurants 3 times per day, eating every item on the chain's menu. He always chose to supersize his meals. if he afforded it, if it was offered. Spurlock consumed an average of 20.92 megajoules of 500,000 calories and 9.26 in Big Macs per day during the experiment. And 32-year-old Spurlock gained 24 pounds. Body mass increased. Cholesterol levels of 230%. Wow.
Oof.
They said he experienced mood swings, sexual deficiency, and fat accumulation on his liver. It took 14 months to lose the weight gain from his experiment. The reason for Spurlock's investigation was to increase the spread of obesity throughout the U.S. society, and which the Surgeon General had declared an epidemic, and the corresponding lawsuit brought against McDonald's on behalf of the two overweight girls who were allegedly became obese as a result of eating McDonald's food. So basically, I mean, you know, and then this is just one guy doing a documentary. Imagine the thousands of people that are consuming McDonald's. I've seen people, they don't cook. They will eat a double cheeseburger McDonald's every single day. Let's find out the average calorie in a double cheeseburger. In a double cheeseburger, how much is the average calories? Okay. A double cheeseburger, if we look at it right now, see how many calories is in a double cheeseburger. In a double cheeseburger, we're looking for that right now. I mean, it's crazy right now that people are just sitting here consuming this stuff, not, you know, knowing how much this stuff is, you know, is causing them health problems. You actually in a double cheeseburger from McDonald's, a double cheeseburger has 200 calories. 200 calories in one cheeseburger. You understand what I'm saying? 200 calories in one cheeseburger. And people are eating like three or four of those. So if you eat two of those, that's 400 calories.
And that's just for the one day. Imagine the whole
thing.
You eat, there's some people that eat that every day.
Oh man, it's crazy, and then on top of that, and I'm finding out they're injecting, because apparently they put something in the food to make you want to eat it more, and consume it, you know, and you're taking it back to back, but at the end of the day, you know, you're killing yourself. But you wonder why that in the poor neighborhood you'll see the Golden Arches, the Burger Kings, the White Castle, and all the stuff to kill you. But when you want to see the Whole Foods store or anything like that, that's in the rich neighborhoods, you know. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, it's hard for me. Like if you're a struggling single mother with your kids, it's hard. You know, it's hard trying to get that type of food because it's expensive. And even if you're getting food stamps. Because Emma just found out some information in regards to food stamps. Emma?
Well, I know in New York, the mayor over there is trying to pass, like, a bill or a law that if you receive food stamps, you can't buy soda. You can't purchase soda. Or they don't want you to purchase soda with food stamps. And supposedly if they pass it there, then, you know, all the other states are going to want to jump on it.
Wow. So my thing is like this. Banning soda is what? You might as
they
well
just ban McDonald's. Ban all the fast food.
You might as well ban McDonald's. All the fast food places, and let us all eat healthy and lessen all of the high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes type 2, sleep apnea. All these situations is coming from these hormone-induced foods,
you know, that they're injecting, and these children are being overdeveloped. You remember when we used to get fresh canned milk delivered to the door back in the day?
You know, that's too bad for people.
You're taking it back right there. Remember when we used to get, you know what I'm saying, the fresh cheese? You know what I mean? We didn't have all of this stuff, you know, to basically keep stuff longer and stuff like that. We would get everything fresh, you know, off the garden from the farm. Now we decide that we want to sit here and clone vegetables and do all kinds of stuff, all this inhumane, all this unnatural stuff, so they can basically kill us. Have you noticed from 1980 something, let's say 1970 to 1980, all the way up to now, there were less reports of obesity in America versus today? You're finding a 2-year-old that's weighing like almost close to 100 to 200 pounds. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. If you're tuning in right now, we're talking about obesity in America. Do you know somebody who is obese or who has been obese, or have you been obese? Come and call in and share, you know, your situation and some of the struggles, even if you were obese, that you went through, you know what I'm saying, being obese. We got a call. I see you calling from the 727. We're going to bring you in a second. We got a caller from the 202. You're live in the building. Peace, King. You're live.
What's going on, Lush? What's up, yeah. Family? What's up, Emma? All my queens.
Peace.
What's up with you, man?
Just wanted to call in and show all my love.
That's what's up. We appreciate that.
That's definitely what's up. And y'all speaking on a good subject.
How you feel about that, man?
We definitely try.
Yeah, health is one of the most important things in life. Without that, then we don't have life. So that's definitely, definitely important. And people definitely need to educate themselves on that.
Definitely, definitely. And I got another caller. Stay on the line with us. He's still live. Caller from the 727. You're live on Street Queens, the movement. Peace.
Yeah, yeah. What's up? What's up?
Peace. What's up?
Omar, man.
What's up,
Omar? What's up, man?
Good, man. I mean, it was real good.
Not so much. You know, we're basically talking about obesity in America. You know, a lot of, you know, children and people in general suffer obesity, and it causes a lot of, you know, heart problems, sleep apnea, just different, you know, effects and illnesses. And we're finding that it's the epidemic growing even bigger in 2010.
Oh, okay, I hear it. No, I was listening earlier, you know.
How do you feel about that, Omar?
Did you get the stuff?
Oh, I don't know, Omar. We have to talk about that on the offline right now.
I'm going to talk about, you know, she know a friend that went through that obesity thing. So, you know, you could, like, actually, I mean, hold on.
Okay.
I think
we love Omar. Hello,
Lee. I think it's an issue that affects a lot of ethnic people. We just have to be more conscious about our health and everything like that. I am a nurse, so I get to see a lot of that stuff, and I think a lot of the ethnic foods that we get to enjoy and everything like that, we could still enjoy, but at the same time, we have to be conscious of our health and everything, because a lot of times heart disease and diabetes and obesity like that tends to be more prevalent in a lot of ethnic groups, African Americans and Hispanics and such. So I think we just have to make a bigger effort to educate ourselves and just take better care of ourselves so that we put ourselves in that situation where when we get older, we end up having to get dialysis and deal with all of the issues that come with just being obese, you know?
Definitely. And it's so many things that people that might not even know that are obese, you know, don't know some of the things that's going on with them. Like, I just found out about the whole situation with the sleep apnea, you know, is something that definitely killed a couple of people that didn't even know about that. Sleep apnea is, you know, people that's listening, is when you start breathing in your sleep, you know, you either got to do a sleep study or they either have to do surgery, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of times if you find yourself snoring a little bit too much or you catch yourself snoring, just get yourself checked out, you know?
Yeah. I have a friend that just has to go for that sleep study, and it's very, it's like you said, it's a lot for a lot of these people. And if you're lucky enough where you have a spouse that's there, and sometimes they catch it, that sometimes you stop breathing through the night, then you're lucky. But a lot of people are single and they're by themselves, and then they all of a sudden find out that they have other issues, and then they stumble upon the problem. But a lot of times when they end up having to get the therapy, which is like a much a mask that pushes air in your face to help you breathe and make sure you don't stop breathing in the middle of the night, a lot of people don't like that. So it's just a problem that's just so hard to fix in so many ways. And the easiest way to fix it, I guess, is to just lose weight to where you don't have as much weight on your chest and give you so many problems, you know, breathing. But, you know, I think we just, like I said, need to just educate ourselves and know that as much as everything in life is great and we want to enjoy it and, you know, eat as much as we want and do everything that we want, a lot of times you got genetic issues, you know, where you're more prone to be obese. So we have to just take care of ourselves, you know.
You know, being a nurse and everything, do you find that some, because, you know, back in the day, you know, as minorities, we say, oh, we big boned and stuff. Do you feel like that's a genetic thing with obesity? Can it be genetic?
Yeah, I think sometimes people are more prone to be obese. I think there is some aspects to that, but I think that could be, for example, like I noticed my mother was younger when she was younger, she was thinner. But as you get older, your metabolism slows down, so you tend to put on more weight. But if you're more aware your body is changing and you change your eating habits and you try to eat a little bit healthier and exercise, it's a problem. So even if you have somewhat of a hereditary aspect to it, you could still fix that by being more aware of it. I know that myself because this year I think I weighed a bit more before, and I lost already 35 pounds since January, and it's been hard. Everybody wants the quick fix to lose weight, but the truth is it's hard work. I now have to go and do like a fitness camp for women pretty much 5 days a week for 1 hour. I get out of work, go do that. And it's not pleasant. It hurts and everything. But at the end of the day, I'm more conscious of that. My mom is heavier now that she's older, and I'd rather try to take care of the problem now that I'm in my 20s and build a habit. That was when I have children, they know that this is what you're supposed to be doing, you know?
Definitely. And I want to ask, you know, James, all of you guys that's on the line, Emma, as women, sometimes women sometimes feel like, you know, if they're more like, if they see their genetics of their parents, like they gain weight when they have kids, maybe they're smaller before, but they gain weight when they have kids. Is it sometimes the depression of gaining the weight, you know what I'm saying, as a woman, like once they have a baby, that causes a lot of people to just stop, you know, working out or just stop, you know, trying to, you know, eat healthy. After they gain that baby weight, they go into a lot of depression.
I think the big part of it is after you have children. See, I don't have any myself yet, and I think it probably subconsciously is part of that. After you have children, you're running around after these kids, and you don't always have the option to stop and eat as healthy as maybe you did before. And then your body, after you have a kid, your body slows down, then you're not eating well, and you're busy running around doing all these things with your children, and you're working, stressed, and just getting older, your metabolism slows down. So it's pretty much like an uphill battle. When you're younger, it's good to develop like good habits and understand that and be more aware of it and keep it going as you get older, because as you get older, your body slows down, just everything slows down. So if your body got so used to being a certain way, or you're used to eating a certain way and healthier food and everything like that, then it doesn't affect you as badly. You know, it's hard. It's very hard. Don't get me wrong. It's much easier for me to just get out of work. I'm tired. Just go and pick up some fast food and just call it a day. But at the end of the day, as much as I hate cooking, I have to go and just make something a little bit healthier, you know, vegetables and stuff like that. So it's just a battle all the way around.
Yeah, that's for sure. We love Omar for bringing you on the line. You definitely was very informative today, man. Emma, I have a question for you. Being in the Hispanic, you know, heritage and everything, we know Hispanics love to cook, you know what I'm saying? They love to feed their families and stuff. Do you feel like there's a lot of widespread of situations where it's more common that a lot of the children are kind of, you know, heavier set due to the fact of the, you know, the cooking of the pork and all that stuff like that?
It is. I mean, I think definitely. Yeah, And I think that's really what it is. Like, if you see certain ethnic groups, I don't have any numbers or anything like that with me, but certain ethnic groups are more likely to have certain diseases like diabetes, being a little bit obese and everything like that. And it has a lot to do with the food. And if you're blessed and your genetics just make it be that your metabolism is fast and you could burn all those carbs, because that's what it is. And I think a lot of times, too, in a low socioeconomical status, people don't have a lot of money. If you go to the grocery store, it is so much cheaper to buy a big bag of rice, a big loaf of bread, some pasta. All these things are cheap to buy, and when you don't have as much money, it's easy to go buy these things, you know, and then you cook that, and all the things that are cheap to buy that people could afford a lot of times are the things that really put a lot of weight on you, give you higher cholesterol. So it's really it's a fighting, you know, you can't win to some degree, because you got to have money to be able to buy better food. And then also, it's just everything around just makes it so much harder, you know.
Definitely.
Also, it doesn't help too with all the technology today. Back in the days, we still had that, you know, our moms was cooking pork and all type of stuff, and we were eating all that. But we had games, and our way to communicate with other kids was to run around, play hopscotch. You had to, you know, play tag. You was playing football, basketball. You was moving. You was burning calories. You was doing things. You was running around to your block. You know, you had to go visit your friend that she lived 10 blocks away, and then you had to meet curfew, and you had to haul ass before, you know, curfew, so your mother won't hit you or whatever. Now, you don't have to do none of that. Everything is texting and emailing and Skyping, and so people don't move. Our kids don't move anymore. You know, our kids don't really sweat. You know, they don't really break their knees. Like, I remember everybody around my age group, if they lift, if they look at their knees or their elbows, we all got scars and war marks of running, of playing tag, of, you know, 1, 2, 3, you know, whatever, red flag, all them games that you had to really be out there and burn calories. That doesn't happen anymore. Everything now is Xbox, and you can even play chess online. You don't have to go to a chess tournament. You can do it sitting in front of your laptop. So all that, too, has taken a big, it has, not only has it dumbed out our children, but it's fattening our kids as well, because they don't have to go nowhere. They don't have to move. The only thing that moves is their hands, so they can text, so they can move the control, so they can move the mouse. That's it. You know, back then, you know, we ate and we stuffed ourselves or whatever, but we was out running around.
Yeah.
We was exercising, you know. Everything was walking. It wasn't really, you know, the comfort that our kids have now, you know. So technology is good to a certain point, but it also has hurt us so badly, our new generation. It has hurt us, you know, incredibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right about that, Emma, because I was just talking to my homie, and I was like, you know, back in the 80s, you know what I'm saying, 70s or whatever, you know, kids would stay out, not like, you know, till 9 or whatever, but you can hang out till like 7 o'clock and run around, you know what I'm saying? You don't worry about getting shot or no craziness like that. You would hang out, you know, we used to, you know, put the covers over our heads and, you know, make believe a tent. You know, we used to have playhouses, climb trees, and all that hopscotch. You know, we don't even play double dutch no more.
No.
You don't swing on swings. Like, you know, we used to do it. We used to play kickball, dodgeball. The kids don't even know none of these games. You know, kids are basically confined to their home. If they can make a virtual world, basically the world is coming to a virtual world. If, like, I don't know if you guys, I don't really like to relate to new movies, but if you watch this movie called Surrogate, The Surrogate, with Bruce Willis in it,
mm-hmm.
they basically had people that were like almost robots, and they were living their lives for them, and they just sat in the house and lived their life virtually. They would not move. They would just live their life virtually. If life comes to that, like, you might as well just condemn yourself to death.
Mm-hmm.
You just sitting there just being fat and nasty and just getting big and big. And see, and the thing about
it's unhealthy. It basically is a time bomb that you're killing yourself. It's not even about just being big. It's just because you can be big and be healthy, you know.
Yeah.
If you're going to be big, then fine, but be healthy. But being big and unhealthy, that's where the problem, you know, that's where the problem arises.
Definitely. And you know, a lot of people, you know, back in the day, people were using Ephedrine. Now they basically banned Ephedrine because it used to make your heart race and stuff. People are taking different type of drug supplements and stuff. You have to be over a certain amount of weight, I guess over 3 or 4, in order for you to actually get the gastric bypass. You can't be like just 200 and want to get a gastric bypass. They think you can basically lose that on your own. There's another situation you can get. You can get a lap band. One of the young ladies I know that was one of my friends, she used the lap band. She was maybe like close to 200, and she went down almost to 160 off the lap band. The lap band is almost a band that they wrap around your stomach, and basically they can tighten it if you feel like it's not tightened enough, and it basically gives a lock on your stomach. You can only consume a certain amount of food, and therefore it causes you, it kind of forces you to lose weight because you can only take but so much in your stomach, you know, and she looks good now. And it's not, you know, with the gastric bypass, you lose so much weight rapidly, you know, like Star Jones, all of your skin starts being flabby, and then you'll have to do the surgery to cut the skin off to tighten your skin up, you know. And then they also have, you know, people do lipo. But once again, that's another risky situation, you know. Some alternatives for losing weight, if you love to dance and you like to get in. A lot of people, take Kelly Osbourne. She used to be a thick chick. You understand what I'm saying? She went to Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Stars, and lost a lot of weight. You can go and dance and lose weight. I remember when I was dancing all the time, I lost a lot of weight. So if you go dance and do something you like, you know, they got the belly dancing classes, they got the kickboxing classes, and some stuff you can do from your own house. Just try to do at least, you know, 30 minutes or so per day. Sometimes it's hard. Or get with a group of people, you know, and on top of just exercising, we really have to worry about what we consume in our body, honestly. But, Genius, you got any thoughts to touch on that situation?
I mean, you know, I think most importantly, and there's no, you know, age limit that's set, I think we need to start as early as possible about being conscious about, you know, what we eat and, you know, definitely being active, because I'm from that era where, you know, we were active, you know, in our youth. And what I mean by active is, you know, we walk every day, so going walking, you know, you can't do that and consider that exercise. I mean, you would have to walk 2 to 3 times as far as you would normally walk and consider that exercise, because a lot of people will do that and then wonder why they can't, you know, lose weight. We need 30 to 45 minutes of cardiovascular activity every day, you know, and that's definitely very important, and what we eat is very important, you know. And I definitely agree with you on the point as far as, like, in, you know, a lot of the urban development where we don't have a lot of access to a lot of the healthier places. But, you know, even in those instances, we just have to step out and take that extra step to eat more healthier and go to those places where it is available, you know, and bypass McDonald's. You know, I can't even stand McDonald's. You know, me myself, I'd rather cook than go out and eat anyway. But, you know, sometimes people will make an excuse, oh, well, I don't have time to do this, I don't have time to do that. You know, my solution to that is do it ahead of time. You know, I have to worry about rushing to do something. Cook the day before, cook more than what you would normally cook so that you have a healthier meal to take. You know?
And definitely for my ladies out there, another thing that's an issue, on your birth control, if you're a woman taking birth control also, be aware that some of these birth control pills can cause you to gain weight. Especially, we know that, you know, Depo. We've known that Depo can definitely make you grow, gain a lot of weight with the steroids in it. And some of these steroid pills that they give you for asthma can also, even though it's to open up your chest, consecutive using so much can actually cause you to gain weight. So, you know, if you're getting Depo at the moment in time, you know, try to see if you can get an alternative other than Depo, because it can honestly make you go from like 100 pounds to close to 250 pounds on Depo. So definitely, you know, look and check out that whole situation. Emma, you had a situation that you were going to share with us about the gentleman that would go to schools with the obese children?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't write that down. But the other day I was watching Home Improvement, which was the last Home Improvement that they gave. And I guess anybody can just Google this stuff, because that's what I did and it came up. They were doing Home Improvement to a gentleman that was a teacher and started like a movement. And he made a song and everything for kids to be able to move. He goes around from school to school and he gets kids just to move, to dance. You know, he has like a dance. And he made the song and all that, and it's popular. It's become very popular to the point that Home Improvement went and hooked him up with a huge house, because he has like about 7 kids. And he was, you know, worrying about all kids in America. Like, he was really feeling this pain. And he goes around, like I said, and travels and gets other kids to dance and to move, and, you know, teaching them how to just, you know, like, do the things that we used to do back in the days, which is be more active. He came here from another country. He's not even American. I think he's from Cambodia, something like that. And the fact that he is not even from here, from America, and is worrying about our American kids more than the people that live in America is disgusting. Because, you know, how we're not going to worry about our own kids, and here's somebody else from a whole different culture and a whole different world is worrying about our kids being big, you know?
Definitely, definitely. So. And another thing, since the children are so, you know, into the dance revolution and into games, video games, you know, a good thing, you know, to get your kids involved if you feel like, you know, they're getting to that point. You know, Nintendo, we have so many applications. You know, they have the different fitness pro. They have Dance Revolution, and the kids can do that, you know, at the house. Dance
That's
Revolution,
true.
All kinds of different things to get them involved. You know, even if it's playing tennis or whatever, get them sweating, get them working out.
Yeah, because that Wii's no joke. I've tried that. I've tried them games, and not for nothing. Yo, I'm like, well, I'm exhausted. Like, I'm trying to box, and all. I'm like, I'm really tired. Like, they make you move for real.
Yo, the Nintendo Wii is definitely a good source of exercise. I've done it myself, and it's no joke. And a lot of people have actually lost weight playing with the Nintendo Wii. But like I said, still, you know, as parents, I know we get so busy and so consumed. Take your kids out to the park. Yeah, I mean, you guys got bicycles and stuff. Like, people don't even ride bicycles no more. Let the kids go out, ride bicycles, you know, and let the kids go outside to the park. Let them go, I mean, once in a while. I ain't saying every day, you know, but take them out to the park. Let them run around, you know.
Put that in the daily planner. You know, in the planner, how everybody plans for things they're going to do. Well, put that in, you know, put that, make that in your planner.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And another thing we want to talk about once we go, we're going to go into some music real quick, and we're going to come back, because this is a definitely shout out to all the ladies, especially Emma, E2K, because she be killing them so hard, you know what I'm saying, all day, every day. And the fellas, y'all be doing y'all thing, and the ladies, we're going to play Fabulous, killing them. We're going to come back and telling you guys how to go out on a date or go out and still be able to eat healthy without consuming yourself with all these carbs. In a few minutes, we'll be right back on Street Queens, the Movement, Obesity in America. Call in at 347-826-7722.
Arrest you or whoever. cause. She worth every cent. She look like the best money that I ever spent. Just watching my cutie pie get beautified. Make me want better jewels, a newer ride. Louis Vuitton shoes, she got too much pride. Her feet are killing her, I call it suicide. Looking good has the sacrifices. Chilly weather brings four-figure jacket prices. Her body nice. FaceTime, give you that iPhone 4. FaceTime, shorty in the street, still handle the home. Enough class for wine, still handle Patron. When the mother hoes call, I handle the phone, and she handle the tone.
Oh, you what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now. How about a casket? They should arrest you, or whoever dressed you. Ain't gonna stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. Oh.
Yeah, I know that's what they all says. She got a donkey with a warm ball dead. Keep it clean cut like ball heads. Been playing with that green long as ball pads. Say you got a ball harder than the ball players. All she wanna know is they're mauling ass. Can't fault her. The last nigga fault her. But he ain't beat it up. I assault her. Should've seen her come to me when I called her. Slow strut like she walking to the altar. Handbag on her arm, cross four bills. And she ain't got a bag, borrowed or steal. Often imitated, never duplicated. They say she a dime, I say she underrated. I just met her, so the next solution. Did my old chick, execution.
You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now. I buy the casket. They should arrest you, or whoever dressed you. Ain't gonna stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them.
Had to let you know.
You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
All the ladies.
All the ladies.
You be killing them.
Like to congratulate you. Congratulations.
You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
Can you?
This is Emma E2K. You are now tuned in to Street Queens, The Movement.
We're definitely back, guys. And, you know, that was shout out to all the ladies out there that be killing them. Because I know Emma be killing them.
Thank you. Thank you. That was for me. Thank you.
Yeah, shout out to our callers that called in with us earlier and shared their thoughts about obesity. It's definitely a situation that definitely affects us. The last couple of things we want to tell you guys is that, you know, go get checked out, you know, for diabetes. Don't be scared to go get your physical. If you get, you know, state insurance or any kind of HMO or whatever you got, go get checked up, man, because this is serious, you know. And also another thing, you know, with our teeth, as we get older, you know, our teeth.
Oh, man, y'all was going to say that.
You know,
I've just been going through that.
Yeah, definitely. Share with your experience, Emma, you know, how important it is to get your teeth checked, man.
First of all, you know, I had a phobia with the dentist, like everybody I talk to has, but mine was serious. I suffer from, like, claustrophobia and all type of stuff. I don't like people really in my face. Or me having to be there and no home or have my mouth open. But you know, what happened was I started getting this ill toothache, ill, that was just, I couldn't even think. I felt like something was going to come out of the side of my head and stuff. Like, I felt like something was going to pop out of my blood vessels. I was like, oh, my God. I was popping all type of stuff. And, you know, Tylenol, Motrin, you name it, I was taking it, volumes, and, you know, and then sipping Moscato behind it. Like, I was, like, going crazy with it. And then I said, you know what, let me just woman up and go to the dentist. And I faced one of my biggest fears, because that was one of my biggest fears. I faced it. I went in there. I got checked. They did two root canals. They fixed one of my caps. And, you know, and I'm still going back. I just got a cleansing the other day. My mouth feels so fresh and so clean. And I'm like, wow, I didn't know, you know. I mean, mind you, I had to take the pain of the needle because, you know, that needle thing is no joke. But then you get, you know, you feel like, you know, you just finished filming the movie Rocky III and your lips are like, you know, like out of there, out there somewhere. But you get your stuff done. So
I implore everybody early, man, as early as you can. Like, I waited after my 40s to start doing, you know, my work on my TV. I mean, it's never too late, but the earlier the better. You know, you want to keep all the possible teeth that you can. So,
definitely go to the dentist. Not even just keeping teeth. We know illnesses that, because, you know, with acids in your mouth can also cause brain damage or actually kill you. Your mouth is very serious, you know. So, people, we implore you to definitely get your teeth checked out. Once again, we said in October, you know, with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I went to go check my breast. Thank God, no lumps. But people, go get checked, you know. You know, ladies, gentlemen, everybody, go get checked. Cancer is no joke. And on top of that, like, go get your physical. I don't care what it is. Go get your physical. I know we work so much, but get a physical. Because if you could be going through all your life and you thinking you all right, but you might not know what's going on with you. Go get that physical, man. I just recently got my physical, and I found out some stuff that I needed to take care of, and I'm really glad. If I didn't go to that physical, I wouldn't have known what was going on with me, and I thank God for my doctor, you know what I'm saying, for knowing exactly what was going on with me, man. And for real, if you got any injuries or anything like that, make sure you go and for my military people, you know, if you got your percentage of everything and something and that pain hasn't stopped, keep going in there and keep fighting. Keep fighting, military. Keep fighting for your just cause, everything that they owe you, because you sacrificed your life for the United States of America and you deserve everything. And on top of that, for my military, if you don't know about the post 9/11 GI Bill, they have the post 9/11 GI Bill. Log on to VA.gov and go on there, and they have an application for the post 9/11 GI Bill, and they pay more, and they also give you BH, cost of living. So go out there, you know, if you ain't working right now, take advantage of it. Go to school, let them pay for it, and pay for your you know, the way you living also. But you know, to eat and go out on a date and eat healthy real quick. We got 33 minutes left on the clock. To eat really healthy on a date, Emma, what are some of the things you can still go out on a date or go out to eat and still be healthy? Something you could get on the menu.
Like somebody takes you out on a date, you mean?
Yeah.
Salad and water, even though your stomach is growling. I just have some salad, some water. No, let me tell you something. People say salad and they think it's like two things of just green lettuce. You know, salad, you can fill up salad with the croutons and peppers. Let me see what else. They have, I'm a vegetarian, you know, I've been a vegetarian for 83 years, so I try to find things that have at least less potassium as possible, beans. I mean, there's so much stuff that you can incorporate in the salad, and next thing you know, it's like, you know, very filling. If you're gonna do pasta, just don't mix it with all the bread. You know, do some pasta, whatever, you know, and just do it in small portions. Just because they give you a big plate and all that pasta doesn't mean you really have to eat all that. So you eat as much, you know, just to fill you, but not to, you know, not that you have the itis. You know, you don't pass the itis mode. And you can always take that, you know, take it with you. You know, you don't have to necessarily chomp down a whole, you know, a whole meal that actually could fill two people, you know, in one sitting. You know, it's discipline. Just discipline yourself, like with everything else. It's just discipline. Food is like another drug. So the way, you know, people be snapping on the people, oh, man, he's a crackhead or he's an alcoholic or he's this. Well, then, you know, the same thing applies to you if you're a food head and all you want to sit down and be eating. That's also a problem. So it's usually a mental problem when you're consuming a lot of food. So go see a psychiatrist. Go see a therapist. Stop going into these fast foods because that burger is not going to help you.
Seriously, man, I know Emma be smacking my hand and stuff. She's like, shut up, son. You can't eat no more.
Oh, my goodness.
She was hitting my hand today. Like,
she just finished eating like a whole hero, hoagies, like they say over here in Philly, and she's still looking for the next. I'm like, are you kidding me? You better slow down.
I said, I'm done. I'm about to go get this bagel. She said, no. And I said, okay.
That's a friend. See, that's a friend, though. That's a friend. You need people like that in your circle that are not afraid to tell you, put that down.
definitely. And that's real talk. And also, what I found out that a lot of these diners and a lot of these restaurants are starting to cater to vegetarians and people that are trying to really watch their calories, and they tell you the amount of calories that are in the food. So
yes,
if you go to, like, a Silver Diner, they actually have the majority of their menus, even their shakes, are geared towards vegetarians or people that are trying to watch their weight. Even IHOP has a segment, section for people that are trying to watch their weight. And Applebee's and different restaurants, they have ones for, like, healthy heart section. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you and I think even, what is this guy's name? I forgot. Is Jimmy Dean was... I forgot. But there's a lot of places, if you go out to eat, they have sections, you know, for you if you really want to, like, and you can never go wrong with soup. You know what I mean? You can never go wrong with soup.
I also want to make a correction with the program that I saw about the gentleman that does the video. What is it? Extreme? Is it Extreme?
Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Makeover Home Edition, yes. I just want to be correct with the show. So if you guys are going to look it up and Google it, make sure you have the right show and you can find it.
Definitely, man. And we definitely thank everybody. You know, the last, you know, before we touch on a quick subject and wrap everything up, you are what you eat, you know. You are what you eat, and at the end of the day, we have to learn self-control. And just because everybody else is consuming it doesn't mean you have to. You know, and you can start and you can break the cycle and you can teach your kids. And also a big thing for my children out there, drink water. Drink water.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the children, I know we get older and stuff, but please, and you know, emphasize this from your children, especially for the young little girls. You know, we get UTIs, urinary tract infections, different things and stuff. We need to clean our kidneys out. And for these young children out there, they need to start young. So make sure that they drink water. No matter what it is, drink water. Even if they drunk a whole bunch of juice, make sure that they drink some water and stuff. But, Emma, what's your final thoughts on obesity? Yeah.
My final thought is just, you know, people get educated. It's all in education. You know, when you're educated about this matter, then you want to, you know, move and change. You know, get your kids more active as far as physically. You know, it's cool, you want to let them play the Xbox and all that. Okay, do that as a treat. You know, let them actually go out there and sweat it out a little bit. It's not going to hurt them. If they scuff their knee, it's okay, people. They're going to be okay. Let them scuff their knee. Let them, you know, that's all part. I mean, listen, we scuffed our knees. We broke our legs, our arms, all type of stuff. We scraped our foreheads. And we were running inside, Ma, you think she took her to the hospital? Hell no. Listen, go clean up, wash up or whatever and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? And look, and we are strong. We are survivors. We are hustlers. You know, these kids now can't even boil an egg or take care of themselves if they're in a bad situation.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so let's raise survivors. Let's raise strong women and men. Let's, you know, let's stop letting society and all this stuff dumb down our kids and make them so unhealthy that they just not good for nothing.
Definitely. So me and Emma actually got a chance to watch Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis Presley's daughter, actually live on Oprah. And she was expressing her thoughts on Michael dying and basically kind of the same situation with her father dying of overdose with, you know, drugs, narcotics, and same thing with Michael, you know. And she expressed her, you know, connection with Michael. But Emma, honestly, do you think she really loved Mike? I don't know. Do you think it was love or just she just cared a little bit? What do you think?
I think they were just two both confused, very famous people. And they kind of just like drew to each other like a magnet out of their craziness.
I kind of feel the same way. When I saw them kiss that first time, you know, rest in peace, MJ. We will forever love you, but it was kind of
uncomfortable. She was uncomfortable.
She was looking kind of manly herself. I thought it was a man at the time, you know. I was like, whoa, okay. You know, it just it seemed too forced. It looked like a publicity stunt. They didn't look like they
was that. But she said it. No, she admitted. She said that was a publicity stunt, and she had to do it because that was her husband. So she had to roll with the program. She knew her position. She played her position, in other words, what she was saying. But she said she was very uncomfortable and she didn't want to do that.
Well, I mean, I didn't feel, even when they interacted, even when you were not alone, it just seemed fake. There was no, like, you know, when you know somebody like Will and Jada Pickett, you know they in love. They go in with each other. Mm. But Michael and her, nah.
Michael wasn't having sex. Michael just wanted a friend and a little
a play buddy,
you know, somebody that runs around in the zoo with him and watches his monkeys, and they walk around in, you know, in La La Land and eating candy and holding hands and reminiscing on the love they had, you know.
I don't want to grow up.
I don't want to grow up like Peter Pan, so that was the situation, and I think that she's been so, imagine her father is Elvis Presley, hello.
Uh-huh.
So she was born into that craziness. She was raised with all that craziness. And then she just topped it off with, you know, with the biggest nut job. Rest in peace, MJ. We love you forever.
But you know what was crazy, too, that killed me? Because Elvis Presley, don't quote me, allegedly owned like Little Richard's like copyrights to his music, and Michael Jackson bought it off of him and freaking like gave it back to Little Richard and stuff. I wonder like how all that was like, you know, or whatever. And they were like,
he
together.
Was trying to be close to Little Richard. See, again, Little, he got the name confused. It said Little, and he, you know, he likes kids, and he said, shit, he's not Little, he's like a big grown ass man.
Okay. Yo, but, you know, also, also I found Michelle Obama, our first lady, was on Disney Channel and stuff like that. They're really getting, you know, our president and first lady really getting interactive, you know, with the kids, man. And
I
really
like
getting,
that, and I like that. It's about time.
Yeah, it's the first time we've ever seen, like, a president and first lady actually get like really active with the people, you know, using the, you know, the internet and
well,
stuff.
Well, Hillary, let's not forget about my girl Hillary and stuff.
Okay,
Hillary
okay,
is very
go
more involved. Just not as much, as Obama, but I'm gonna give it up to Hillary because Hillary, you know, stood up for some rights. So shout out to Hillary.
Shout out to Hillary and rest in peace, Stack Bundles from Fall Rockaway. He died a murder.
And rest in peace, Huddy Six from Harlem.
That's what's up. Rest in peace to him. Rest in peace to all the people that have fallen. And shout out to all the Scorpios and Libras out there. You know, Scorpios, you know what I'm saying? Don't smash too much. You know what I'm saying? And and get ready for Halloween, kids. Get ready for your trick-or-treating and everything. I hope you picked out your costumes. But be safe. It's not like back in the day. Remember back in the day when we used to get the trash bags and everything, Emma?
Man, I used to be ready. Like, I had a bag just for, like, the pennies. You know, because I used to give you, like, pennies and nickels. And then I had the other bags for the candies. And it was on and popping. Like, you would hold candy till December came around, and you were still...
Yeah, I used to sell my candy in the school, son.
Yeah, I sold some. I ain't gonna lie, I sold some.
Yeah, but you know, God bless everybody, man. You guys definitely do your thing out there, and you know,
shout out to Tammy Feliciano who's on the check-in.
Definitely shout out to Tammy. Shout out to everybody that support us. Don't forget to check out E2K on the spot, on the dot. Keep it locked. On this Saturday, she's going in. Emma, who's some of the guests you got on this weekend? You got any guests this weekend?
Yes, I have Infinite the Poet, and I have Infinite the Poet and Ayana R&B singer Ayana Gabriel. I'll be having them too, and our topic is gonna be heavy duty. So make sure you tune in on Saturday because we talk about some stuff. Baby mothers, we're calling you out, baby mothers. So make sure you call on Saturday. We'll be on it popping. Defend your title, baby mothers.
Ah, going in. Huh.
Yeah.
For my baby mom, huh?
Fridays, How to Not Fridays. We're going to have super producer Buddha the Future live in the building with us in the studio. Lethal Lips, she's been going back and forth with your boy Brian Pumper on World Star. She'll be calling in. She can't join us live, but she will be calling in. And shout out to my boy DJ Instinct. He just had a baby. So shout out to the baby and everything. And we about to bounce.
And shout out to Derek Sanders for having his baby shot.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to all the babies. Shout
Under
out to
Rocks
my
Entertainment.
Shout out to my brother. He got a little, I got my little niece on the way. Shout out to Necker. She got a baby. All the babies, man. I don't want no more babies, but, you know, whatever.
Get out of here with that. But shout out to the babies. Shout out to my girl Jennifer, who's pregnant, too. But shout out.
Wow. So everybody, don't pass that gene on to both of us. We didn't try
to do it. We don't know. Don't do that. Don't do that if you want to remain our friend. Don't do that.
We love the babies, though. Shout out to all of y'all. We out of here. Street Queens, the movement. Real people, positive people doing real things. You already know what it is. And we out of here. Peace.
Peace.